Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Dr. Randall Bradley. Dr. Bradley serves as the Ben H. Williams Professor of Music, Professor of Church Music, and Director of the Church Music Program and the Center for Christian Music Studies in the Baylor School of Music. A longtime educator and minister of music, Dr. Bradley joined the Baylor faculty in 2000. In addition to his teaching duties, he serves as director of the Baylor Men's Choir. He's published numerous articles and books on worship, church music, and education, and along with his family, is an active participant in Baylor missions trips around the world. Also the music minister locally at Calvary Baptist Church in Waco. Dr. Bradley, I know you're very busy. Thank you very much for joining us today for your time. It's great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Derek. I'm glad to be here. Thank
you. Well, looking forward to talking to you, learning a little bit more about a program that I think maybe a lot of people like myself are aware Baylor has, but maybe don't know a lot about it. But before we delve in a little bit more to some of the programs you're involved with in the Baylor School of Music, let's talk about someone that that you knew well and remember the legacy of one of the giants in Christian music, and that is Kurt Kaiser. He passed away last month on November 12th. A lot of people know him as one of the most influential Christian composers, songwriters, and musicians of the last 60 years. I know he's a longtime friend of Baylor University as well. What made him so special?
Well, I was a part of Kurt's funeral a couple weeks ago, and I sat there and all the tributes that were given to him, and also had done several interviews that week about what made Kurt special. It's really hard to figure that out exactly, but I think some of it is the fact that Kurt made an impact early in his life. His greatest impact, I think, what history will show is great about Kurt, was his impact on the youth musical movement, which was really a forerunner to what we consider contemporary Christian music and then even the praise and worship movement. But Kurt did that fairly early in his life, and then he also lived a long life and stayed active. I think he's a great model for a lot of us that we don't just do something important once, but we continue to do it. I think another really cool thing about Kurt is that he wrote what many would consider the iconic song of that generation and of that period. So a lot of people write a lot of songs, but Kurt wrote a couple of songs that had staying power, but one, Pass It On, that really does kind of embody that whole generation and a lot of young people, baby boomers, older baby boomers of today that remember that song with such great fervor. Another important thing about Kurt, I think, is that he was not just a songwriter. He was also a performer, as you mentioned. He was a producer. He was an innovator, a composer, but he remained active in his local church. So Kurt was many, many things, and he had many dimensions. And I think that's probably what, in the end, makes Kurt such a great guy and made him so important to so many people.
What did his involvement in the School of Music, what impact did that have on students and educators alike over the years?
Yeah, I think it sort of depends on what generation of Baylor students you ask. I think for students in the 60s and 70s, Kurt would have been a conductor. He would have been important as a shaper of the soundtrack of their lives and his work at 7th and James and the Sunday nights that you hear those alums talk about and how he played beautifully and impacted their lives. I think as you go forward and more current students know him historically, and I think they would know him as a name in the annuals of history, somebody who has shaped and made a difference. And then I think certainly students that go to Day Spring Baptist Church would have recognized him in an active role as an active church musician.
Well, a fantastic legacy over the years.
And absolutely.
Remember his legacy and all he's contributed locally and nationally. I'm from Indiana.
Yeah.
I grew up hearing his songs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk now more about your role with the School of Music and the program that you lead, the Center for Christian Music Studies in the School of Music. We're going to break it down, but take us inside the program broadly here as we start out. What is the program's vision, and just sort of a list of some of the ways it lives out that vision?
Sure. I think the big overall picture of what we attempt to do in the Center for Christian Music Studies is to impact the academy and the church, which includes students. But I think to make a difference in the world, to train students, to empower church musicians, both the students that we serve at Baylor and church musicians in the field. We also attempt to contribute to the broader field of research in our area. So I think all of that, and in a sense, everything that involves the music of the church, we attempt to do that. And even broader than the music of the church, and our name is Christian Music Studies, which says Christian music and not just church music. So all music that is related to our Christianity is a part of what we do. I think broadly speaking, church music is about practical theology. It's about what we do with music, and it's about what we do with what we know about God. And that's really where music in the church lies. I think the music of the church has such great power to impact and form Christians. If you were to ask a whole bunch of folks coming out of worship on Sunday morning, how are they most formed? What do they remember most? If you ask people what do they sing in their darkest moments and in their happiest moments, or what do they think about and what words do they use, even if you listen to their language, you'll hear the language of song. You'll hear the language of the song that has shaped them. So the power of music to transform, to heal, to shape, to disciple, to restore, all of those things is powerful, and all of that is captivated and captured in what we hope to do through the Center for Christian Music Studies.
Now, how has the program formed and evolved over the years, and how has Baylor's role as a preeminent Christian university contributed to that formation?
Sure. Well, it seems to me that Baylor is the place where such a program and such a movement ought to reside. Baylor is in the forefront of all things that impact the world through Christ, and I think that certainly Christian music should be right in the middle of that and should play a primary role in that. Church music fits squarely into Baylor's mission. I think how Baylor has affected the music of the church also depends on where who you're asking. But Baylor has a long history from the 1940s and 50s and the youth revival movement and all the leaders that went out and led music and the impact that they made, the impact of word music being in Waco during the 60s and 70s and into well through the 80s. That shaped a whole generation of Baylor students and made a tremendous impact on Baylor. And then I think hopefully what we're trying to do these days in shaping the music of the church is also making an impact, not just on the music students that are in the church music program, but we hope university-wide through some of the collaborations that we do and hopefully to the local church as well.
Visiting with Dr. Randall Bradley from the Baylor School of Music. He's the director of the Center for Christian Music Studies. I think you've painted a really good picture of why this field of study matters, but I'm sure I'm not alone. And, you know, when I think of music instruction, I wrap my head very easily around teaching students to play an instrument better or how to use their voice better. But I think when you look at something like Christian Music Studies, it could go a lot of different directions. What does that look like a little bit when you talk about educating young people for the future of Christian music, or as you mentioned, convening Christian musicians from around the country, around the world to come together? What does that scholarship look like exactly? What are classes they take, or what are some of the main areas that you're focusing on?
Well, it's very broad. It's important, Derek, to realize that there's really not anything that that church musicians have done historically that we're still not called to do. Mm-hmm. We're still called to know all styles of music and know historical music, to do all the things that we've done. Yet that plate gets fuller and fuller as more things are added and as church musicians are called on to do more and more. So we've tried to integrate both training in the subjects that we've always been a part of and add new things. For instance, kind of a core, maybe four pillars or so of what we do within the church music area. Certainly worship pervades everything that we do, and students in all levels of our program, whether it's the undergrad program, the master's program, or the doctoral program, they all have courses in worship, and that is core to what we do. Another important thing is a whole issue of congregational song. Church music that's not congregational is really not church music in a sense. All church music is congregational. It involves everybody. And we're really, the church is kind of the last holdout for group singing and for community singing. So we study what congregational song is and what it has been historically, and how do we continue it? How do we keep that movement going forward, and how do we engender it to new generations? Another key part of our program is leadership skills. As we've done focus groups around the country asking church music practitioners, what do you need to know? What do you wish you had known? What kind of training do we need to provide? One of the top things that we hear is we need to know more about leadership, and we need to know more about how to be pastoral musicians. We need to be more adept at that. So those are some key things, but musical skills, obviously, as you've alluded to, playing, singing, conducting, writing, composing, all of those things would be kind of the fourth part of what we do.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting today with Dr. Randall Bradley, the Ben H. Williams Professor of Music and Director of the Center for Christian Music Studies. And Dr. Bradley, you work with obviously college students, but you also work with professionals in the field in a number of ways through resources and outreaches that you offer to them. You recently received a pretty substantial grant that we'll talk about that's going to impact work you do with teenagers. Right. What does that balance look like? And what are some of the ways that working with non-college students and working with college students both maybe enrich each other?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's not so very different, actually. I think it's all very, very connected, really. The needs of church musicians in the field are very similar to what our students need to be prepared to do. I think church musicians always find ourselves caught between the practical and the philosophical. And when we get too practical, then we forget why we do what we do, and maybe we just go about doing and doing and never really think and never really concentrate on the impact that the music might make. But when we get too philosophical, we can become aloof and disconnected and maybe even arrogant at times. And that's not what we're called to do either. So we're always finding that balance between those areas. And in terms of, you know, our conferences that we do and the classes that we offer, we're always trying to strike that balance. Who have church musicians? What has the music of the church been? What are we to be? And then how do we be both practical, prophetic, and a lot of other things?
When you talk about being a lot of other things, you know, across Baylor as a whole, you talk a lot about interdisciplinary work and, you know, kind of eliminating silos across campus over the years. And certainly you look at what's taking place in the Center for Christian Music Studies. You guys partner with other departments across campus. I know you've recently celebrated some milestones in that area. What do those partnerships across campus look like in terms of opportunities for students, mm-hmm. but also in the ways they can take what they're learning and apply it in the field?
Sure. We partner across Baylor in a lot of different areas, actually. We have a very strong partnership, obviously, with Druitt Seminary. That would be a logical place for us to partner. The religion department, we have some courses that work both directions for what we do and what the religion department does. We have a strong relationship with missions. We take a group of students every year to some international location and do music and missions, and we discuss and try to discern how music fits into different cultures. How do we impact those cultures? What is our role? We collect songs from different cultures and then arrange them, take them back in a sense as a gift to the people that gave them to us initially. So missions has been a big connection point for us and one that I've enjoyed a lot personally. We also do a lot of things with chapel. Most of the speakers that we have that come through our program and the Center for Christian Music Studies, particularly through the Hearn Innovator Series, are almost always chapel speakers. And so we work with chapel to intersect there. We also do things like the Northcutt Lecture Series, which is important, and an endowed lecture we have, which is the most important lecture series in the country that we offer that to the university community and other things of that sort.
And as you partner with others, you also have grown over the years in terms of graduate, postgraduate offerings to students. You recently celebrated a milestone this summer that I know you're excited about. Do you want to share what that means for the program?
Yes, this summer we graduated the first group of doctoral students. The doctoral program at Baylor is 5 years old, and we've been fortunate to have some really amazing students come and study in that program. Some students that have already published quite broadly and in the most important journals in our field and have presented in some really significant events, conferences. But this summer we had the first two graduates, and we're very, very pleased about that. One of our graduates, Marcel Stuernagel, was awarded the post at Perkins School of Theology at SMU, and which is would be considered in the whole world as one of the most significant church music wow. posts. And our doctoral student just graduated and in August went right into that post this fall. So we're very excited about the influence that the Baylor doctoral program is having, not just at Baylor, but in the world in general.
Yeah, that's very exciting. It gives you an example. You know, obviously you have students who go out and become ministers of music, but you've got some going into teaching. What are some of the ways that you enjoy seeing your students utilize what they learn here in the field, probably in some different ways that many of us wouldn't think of?
Yeah. Well, Baylor has a long tradition of having church musicians, music graduates in some of the biggest posts in the country, and some well-known composers from Baylor, some well-known artists have come through Baylor. And we're seeing that even from the last 20 years start to happen. We have some students in some very significant church music posts right now, and some fairly recent students are moving into some important places. One of the ways that we've also made an impact, I mentioned Marcel's receiving this appointment at Perkins, but we also have some other students who are doing some important things. The church music program at Samford University is headed by Baylor graduates, two in fact. DBU is a Baylor grad. One of our graduates, Eric Mathis, is coming out with a book in the next several months. It's a volume that will talk about teenagers in worship and teenagers' impact and how they're impacted through music. So will be an important book. So that's another thing that, you know, has roots at Baylor, something that we've done and something that's been, we've been fortunate to be a part of great students who've done great things.
Talking to Dr. Randall Bradley, and Dr. Bradley, you mentioned teenagers and worship. That's a good lead into something. You guys received a $1.2 million grant from the Eli Lilly Foundation to work with teenagers in worship. What does that grant entail, and what are some of your goals and vision for the project?
Sure. One of the biggest components of this grant is that it will build partner congregations. So we will have a group of partner congregations, hopefully in the Houston area, hopefully in the Austin, San Marcos area, and then hopefully more in Central Texas. And then we will be working with these partner congregations to identify young people and work with their mentors. So the broader goal of this grant is to involve young people in worship leadership, but worship leadership that's collaborative with older adults. We'll also be working with an event that we do every summer called Worship Lab, and that event is aimed at teenagers. And so we will work with bringing more teenagers to that, but also bringing their leadership to the event so that they're working alongside each other at Worship Lab. We'll also have a strong connection with the Alleluia Conference that we've already alluded to, and having a teenager component of that conference. We'll also partner with our missions, travel, and all the things that we do there. We recognize that a lot of what we do in other countries is actually intergenerational. And when we go to a place like, say, Malaysia, and we're teaching classes, fielding a conference in a city, and having all these sessions, it's mostly intergenerational people, a lot of more young people than older people that come to that. So we want to chronicle that. We want to take some people along to actually record what we're doing. And instead of just doing it, we want to actually turn it into some sort of scholarship. We're hoping that some of our doctoral students might find this teenage worship issue and the intergenerational component of that to be something that they might want to center their scholarship and perhaps their dissertations and what have you around. So, for instance, in the spring, I'm teaching a doctoral seminar, and that seminar will gather around the subject of intergenerational worship and what that looks like, and we'll start to build the scholarly body of what that subject is about. But that's all tied into this grant, and it's all a part of that.
Wow, very multifaceted. That's very exciting. Talking to Dr. Randall Bradley, and Dr. Bradley, we're heading into the final moments of the program here. So I want to kind of bring it all together. When you think about the students you work with, when you think about graduates of the Baylor School of Music, particularly in the Center for Christian Music Studies, what are the characteristics of a Baylor Center for Christian Music Studies graduate that you really hope, what are the values you're really working to instill that maybe distinguish them from elsewhere?
Yeah, it's a great question and one that we put a lot of thought into. Derek, when I meet with prospective students and oftentimes students and their parents, one of the things that I always tell them is that at Baylor, we are not trying to make you into somebody that you're not already. We value what you bring to Baylor. We simply want you to come to Baylor and bring all that God has already been doing in your life through music. We want you to bring all that to Baylor, and then we want to be a part of opening up yet new avenues and new ideas and new thoughts that you've not considered before. We are very interested at Baylor in not being a cookie-cutter sort of place. There are church music programs around the country that might have slogans like, training musicians for today's church. We do want to do that, but we want to do a lot more than that. We want to help students train for a lifetime of ministry. We want them to have skills of flexibility and imagination. We want them to learn to read the culture and learn to adapt. We want them to learn to go into new locations and congregations and places around the world and say, what does the music of the church look like for these people? What do they need? What is their story? How do we connect with that in a deeper, richer sort of way? So I think if you were I think to summarize some of that is we don't want cookie cutter musicians. And we don't want to turn you into this is what the Baylor Church Music Program graduates look like. Now, that is other than adaptability and creativity and great skills and great musicianship and great hearts. And we want pastoral musicians to come out of our program, students that are pastors but also musicians, but always in the church music field and in terms of Christian music. Pastoral skills always come first. People always come first. And music is the venue through which we reach people and we impact the world.
You talked very much. Fits into the whole worldwide Christian leadership and service mission that we talk
Absolutely.
About here at Baylor University very
Absolutely.
Much. Well, Dr. Randall Bradley, thanks so much for your time. It's been great to visit with you today and really appreciate the time you took to visit with us.
Thank you, Derek. It's my pleasure.
Dr. Randall Bradley, the Ben H. Williams Professor of Music, Professor of Church Music, and Director of the Church Music Program and the Center for Christian Music Studies in the Baylor School of Music, our guest today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections, and you can subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.